from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Several heat waves snuck up on the Bay Area last year, filling hospital emergency rooms. But San Francisco Mayor London Breed says, hopefully, not again.
I've been here my whole life. And it's something that I have never experienced. The fact that we had that experience means that we have to be prepared.
This week, KQED Science has been looking into the risks of rising heat. In our final story, Molly Peterson reports on what could be done to reduce heat-related illness and death in a warming world.
In the 19th century, the nickname for a hilly patch of land on the southeastern side of San Francisco was Little Switzerland. It was a vacation spot with plenty of cows and little fog. Now called Glen Park, homeowners here like Fran Link suffered last year for days in a row from heat.
And we're not used to that.
Link is holding a garage sale and Daniel Holmesy pulls up. He works for the city of San Francisco on neighborhood resilience. He's looking for emergency supplies like coolers to give to community groups.
I'm a hoarder in recovery and I'm using disaster preparedness to help focus my investments better.
Holmesy points at Link's house, castle-like, its bay windows topped by a turret.
Do you find that because of the hillside that your house can get really hot during like really warm sunny days?
Yes, because we face south and west.
Homes have a huge impact on health and safety. Like 90% of Bay Area residents, Link doesn't have central air conditioning in her house. Holmesy tells her his aunt didn't either. She lived nearby and died in her home 20 years ago during a heat event.
Rather than make a decision that was rational, which is it's really hot upstairs in my house, I'm gonna go downstairs where it's cooler. She's like, I'm really tired. I'm gonna go lie in my bedroom. So the reality is that she laid down and she never got up.
Health studies have established that air conditioning protects people from heat illness, but renters almost never have a legal right to cooling. Before joining the city of San Jose to run its climate programs, Cindy Comerford analyzed housing and health for San Francisco.
I really do think that government potentially has a role in making sure buildings are safe. We do that structurally. We make sure they're not too cold. We ought to make sure they're not too hot, too.
The idea of a tenant's right to cooling has died at least once in Sacramento. But in New York and Canada, public officials are considering it. And it wouldn't necessarily mean relying on air conditioning.
So we have actually amnesia about how to build to mitigate against heat.
Stephanie Pincel is a sustainability researcher at UCLA. She says well-designed neighborhoods once took the landscape into account. They were cooled by breezes with less concrete and shade from trees. Then development boomed in California and housing got cheap.
Older buildings are less well insulated. They're where the poor people live who have less capacity to install double glazed windows, better doors, insulation.
Pincel says the state could spend money doing that and landlords could plant climbing vines to cool off old apartments.
Really, what we have to do is have much better buildings.
In a couple of years, PG&E will start charging for electricity based on when demand peaks, which is late afternoon. We placed sensors that measure heat inside 31 homes and apartments around the state, and late afternoon is exactly when they overheated. When this time of use pricing comes in, cooling older homes will cost more for people who already can't afford it.
And so they're going to get the double whammy.
Public health officials agree that a changing climate will deepen the divide between the cool haves and the hot have-nots. Linda Rudolph of the Public Health Institute in Oakland.
Climate change is a global health emergency.
She says California should plan not just for acute heat disaster, but for lasting change. That means planting trees, promoting cool rooftops, even investing in street surfaces that reflect heat away from the ground.
So that we're reducing the maximum temperatures in neighborhoods, because otherwise we essentially won't be able to respond and adapt adequately.
Any of those ideas demand coordination among multiple county and local departments. Few laws require this work, and Rudolph says little funding supports it.
These climate-related health problems, really no one else is going to pay attention to them, but the local health departments frankly need help.
They need help most with checking on people in a heat spike. San Francisco is trying something unusual, and here's where Daniel Holmesy comes back in.
So what do we need to do? Well, we need people to know each other at the block level. We need them to be able to come together as a team, and those that need more help get that help.
Holmesy travels the city to run the Neighborhood Empowerment Network.
73 hills, and these hills create all these nooks and cranny communities, which are like really not obvious.
We come to Neighborfest in Dolores Heights on the east slope of Twin Peaks, an area that gets plenty of heat from the south. The city waives permit and street closure fees for 280 of these block parties a year. Everyone chips in. Greek salads, sizzling burgers. The city's secret mission is to get people used to coming out of their homes to help each other, to learn who has plenty of water or a cool basement for when it gets really hot. It's also about phone trees. Maria Jose Gonzalez-Salido plays cornhole with a 10-year-old neighbor. She says her street is getting serious about looking out for each other.
Like, I know they have children, and I know someone else has an elderly person. You know, they know I have my mom. You know, it's like a good community thing to have these parties and then get to know everybody, right?
Back at the Neighborfest in Glen Park, Daniel Holmesy thinks about his aunt a lot. Heat kills people every year in the Bay Area, but it doesn't have to. Turning strangers into neighbors, that's resilience, he says.
That's what this is about. It's about building on the traditional ethos of being a good neighbor and caring for those around you, even if you don't have an immediate relationship with them.
Neighborfest is one tiny piece of what's needed. Every heat death is preventable. But right now, few systems, laws, or policies help protect people. As the danger of heat grows, Californians are pretty much on their own. I'm Molly Peterson, KQED News.
This reporting was supported by a grant from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism Impact Fund.